Hey, it's TC Cooper. Welcome to our 5-year vision and planning training module. In this module, I'm going to walk you through our process for creating a 5-year vision and plan, and then breaking that 5-year vision and plan into smart, actionable goals that you can start to put into effect, that you can start to implement every single day. Okay, in order to make the best use of this module, I'm going to need for you to pull out a couple of things and to have these things in front of you as you are listening to this training. The first thing that I want you to do is pull out your information on SMART goals. So it's going to be very important that you have the SMART goal formula in front of you so that you're really clear on how to construct a SMART goal. I'm going to be referring to components of this formula throughout the training, so I want you to have it right in front of you. The other thing that I want you to do is go back into your program materials and pull out the information on the Characterpreneur core values. It's also going to be really important that you have the Characterpreneur core values in front of you as you're listening to this training, because I'm going to be referring to core values that I want you to be thinking about and meditating on and praying about as you go through this training and as you get really clear about your 5-year vision and a plan to make that 5-year vision your reality. Okay? So those are the components. Those are two of the things that you need to have. The last thing that I want you to have as you're going through this training, and I want you to have it because you can start filling it out as you're listening to the training, although I don't want you to take a ton of time going and filling out each of these portions on your first listen through. I want you to listen to this entire training with this last thing that I'm going to tell you in hand. Then I want you to go back and listen to the training again, pausing as necessary so that you can complete the sections. And that is this last component, this last piece of material, last item that I want you to have, is your 5-year vision and planning guide. Now, you'll find this on your private website, and it will be under the section that says 5-year vision and planning guide plus SMART goals sheet. So find that part of the private Characterpreneur website and download it, or you can look at it on a screen if you'd like to, but I suggest that you download it, print it out, or consult your workbook if you have a printed workbook. If you are in a version of this program where you have a printed workbook, then I would like for you to print out that workbook so that you can go through this training with the workbook in hand, okay? So here is the first thing that we're going to talk about. So one, pause, get those materials out, and take a quick break if you need to take a quick break so that you have them in front of you. Okay, I'm recording this, so I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to assume that you pause so that you have the materials in front of you. The first thing we're going to do is go through a 7-step process for creating a powerful 5-year vision and plan so that what you want to happen in your life is actually what happens in your life. Let me give you a preview of what this training is going to be like. I'm going to go through the 7 steps. I'm going to go quickly through them, but then I'm going to come back to the 3rd step, which is a SWOT analysis. And if you don't know what a SWOT analysis is, don't worry. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it for your own business and for your life, and you'll see in the worksheet exactly where to fill it out. So first thing I'm going to do, we're going to go through the 7 steps for creating a 5-year vision and plan. Then I'm going to walk you through the key questions that you must answer to make sure in year 3 of this 5-year plan, you are on track to making the 5-year vision your reality. Then we're going to break it all the way down to your 12-month SMART goal, which is the sheet that you have to complete and turn in to me in order to be certified. I say turn in to me, you'll have to turn it in to the Characterpreneur Certification Committee so that you can actually receive the training, okay? So that's what we're going to do in the time that we have together. So let's jump right into it, okay? Here is the first question that is really important for you to answer as you are considering what you want to happen in your life during the next 5 years, okay? Here's a key question. Where do you want to be in 5 years? I want you to take some time to think about it. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Now, let me break that down into three parts, or break this question down into three parts, because I want you to think through your answers to each one of the questions, and I want you to be very specific when you are answering this question, okay? So where do you want to be in 5 years? Here's the first thing that I want you to think about, get clear about. What's happening in your professional life? Are you employed by a company? If you are employed by a company, then let's think about what you're doing at that company. What's your day-to-day activity at the company? What's the title that you'd like to have at the company? How do you want to impact people every day at the company or the organization in which you are working? Get clear about what your employment looks like if you want to be employed by an organization. The other thing that I want you to be really clear about is, what industry do you want to be employed in? Perhaps right now you're working in an industry that's okay, but it's not exactly what you want. Well, I want you to look 5 years into the future, and I want you to be really clear about the industry that you want to be spending your time working in and the type of employer that you want to be working for. For those of you who are not interested in being employed in 5 years, then I want you to be very clear about what type of business you want to own. What do you want to own? A single company? Are you working in that company? Do you see yourself as an investor in various types of companies? What is the relationship between you and the businesses that you are working in, that you are investing in, that you own? Think about it 5 years out. Get really clear about it. I then want you to think about, right, as you're writing out this five-year vision and the five-year plan, think about how your days are set up. I want you to be really clear. What does an ideal year look like for you? How are you spending the year? How many vacations are you taking? If you are not prone to want to take a lot of vacations, how are you integrating a vacation lifestyle into your work? Be clear about that. How are you spending your days? How early does your day begin? How late does it go? What does an ideal day look like? I want you to be clear about that. Think 5 years out. Be clear about designing it, right? This is the vision, the five-year vision plan. Now, 5 years is important because 5 years is further enough out for you to have a big picture for what you want in your life. But 5 years is also close enough so that you can see yourself achieving it in the near future, okay? So what's your ideal year? What's your ideal day? Now, this is really important in planning out the five-year vision, and it's something that people often gloss over, and so they do not have the types of relationships that they want to have. And we are being very intentional in our Characterpreneur program. As a Characterpreneur, you are intentional about building in character into every aspect of your life. That includes your relationships. So now I want you to be very clear and create a picture of the types of relationships you want to have in your life and how you want to be in relationship with people who are in your life. I want you to think about romantic relationships. I want you to think about family relationships. I'd like for you to think about relationships with friends. I also like you to think about the relationships you have with people who are hiring you or people who are investing and spending money and buying from those things that you, or the businesses that you own. Take a look and think about your desired relationships. And so I'll tell you, this is something to think about when you are considering relationships. You have some people who are really high touch folks. And so an ideal relationship with a client or with clients would be ones in which you have a lot of interaction with your clients. You have a lot of interaction interactions with the people who you serve. Other folks are not high touch people. And so an ideal situation would be to create immense value for the people who you serve, but not have to be in constant communication with them. This is important because as you are designing what's going to happen in your life in 5 years, you want to make sure that you are doing things that lead you to having the type of relationships with the people around you, loved ones that you know, and people who you care deeply about because you're serving them, right? And you want to make sure that you situate, again, that you situate or you build your business to accommodate how you want to give value and how you'd like to be in relationship. Okay, so that's just the first part. And pull out, this is why, listen, I told you all that I want to make sure you have your worksheets in front of you, because as you're looking at the worksheet, you can start to make notes about each of the points that I'm covering. So it's important, if you don't have the worksheet, pause this training and grab your worksheet, okay? All right, so that's the first part. Where do you want to be in 5 years? We're describing your professional life with great specificity, and then you're also adding into that your relationships, and the relationships will include a personal component. Here is the second thing that I want you to think about as you are considering where you want to be in 5 years. I'd like for you to go back to your characterpreneur core values. And as a quick reminder, the characterpreneur core values are built around the word character. They include courage, honor, accountability, resourcefulness, being authentic, being currency wise, timeliness, excellence, and reverence. These are the characterpreneur core values. You have them all in a handout that's a part of your training. I want you to think about those core values. And now I'd like for you to make a note of those core values that are going to be necessary for you to embrace, for you to really integrate into your whole being as you are progressing along the journey that gets you from where you are right now to where you want to be in 5 years. What are the core values that are going to be essential to your journey? And I'll give you a few of those core values that are essential to me as I live out my own 5-year journey. My 5-year plan, the journey to my personal 5-year plan. The first is courage. It's important for me to be courageous as I am doing the work that God has created me to do, because quite frankly, if I'm being completely honest and transparent with you all, sometimes I'm nervous about it. Sometimes I have a little bit of fear that's creeping in, right? That will tell me, oh, you know, you don't know quite enough to do this. What you're doing, I mean, I don't know if people really need it, right? That creeps in sometimes. And so I know that I have to go back to a core value that's essential in this business and in the ministry and the work that we do, which is to be courageous, right? And I talk about being courageous in one of our other modules, connected to being bold, right? So being bold and courageous, that's an essential core value, because we have to be courageous in doing our work because there are people who have to be served. So that's one of the core values that's really important in how I am implementing those tasks and the implementing the projects and the tasks that lead us to achieving our 5-year goal. I want you to think about which core values are important to you. I'll tell you one that's important to me that needs to also be important to you if you're going to succeed in making the vision a reality, and that is accountability. You've got to be accountable. One of the things that you can start being accountable to right now would be what you're writing down in your 5-year vision and planning guide that you have in front of you. I want you to be thoughtful as you go through this program, as you listen to this module, so that you can be accountable to what you said. And I want you to be thoughtful about what you write down so that you can be accountable to what you said. Okay? So that's what I want you to think about. What core values are going to be necessary to help you make the 5-year vision your reality? Here is another thing that's important as you think about these character entrepreneur core values, I want you to be really clear, and this is a big one, about what core values you need to incorporate into your life so that not only are you making the five-year vision your reality, but you are becoming the person who you were born to be, doing the work for which you were created. Take a look at the characterpreneur core values, pick out three that you are going to hold on to for the next, and you determine what period of time, and have them be central to your life and to your work as you are being who you were born to be, doing the work for which you were created. Okay, so there you have the very first step in creating a five-year vision and plan. Here is the second step that I want you to do as you are going through your five-year vision and plan. I would like for you to connect what you wrote down in number one to the vision, mission, and statement of values that you completed in module one. So in module one, your very first homework assignment for certification credit was to turn in your vision statement, you turned in your mission statement, and you also turned in a statement of your core values. One more, you also turned in a statement of your guiding principles. So you turned in your core values and you turned in your guiding principles. So I want you to take a look at those things, and now I'd like you to take a look at what your vision is, and I want you to think about how they are aligned. How is your vision, mission, core values, statement of guiding principles aligned with what you've written out as your five-year plan? I want you to look for places of alignment, and if you see anything that is not aligned, then you need to take another look at what the five-year vision is and make adjustments. Now, in the section, the space that's under number two in your planning module, I want you to answer four key questions about what you've written down in number one. I want you to answer four key questions. I want you to answer these questions because it's important that once you've done this methodical work of writing down what the vision is, that you connect to it. Now, as you know in this program, because you've heard me say a lot of times, you know I'm a corporate lawyer. So the way that we approach this work is in a very methodical way. But the methodical way that you've written down your goals here and your visions here will not keep you connected to it until you attach the purpose. This is why we went back to your vision, your mission, your statement of values, and your guiding principles. You got to attach what you see to the core and the essence of who you are. So four questions that I want you to think about, and I want you to write down the answers in the section of your workbook where there is space. Here is the first question I want you to think about. How are you going to feel about your life and your work 5 years from now? So take a look at what you've written down, and now I want you to pretend, envision that it is 5 years, right? Let's fast forward, go into the future, 5 years into the future. How do you feel? How do you feel about your life? How do you feel about your work, assuming that what you have written down has come to pass? I want you to sit in that feeling, and I want you to take notes about how you feel. Okay, now we've talked about how you're going to feel, it's time to look outward. I'd like for you to think about what the impact of your five-year vision is on your life, on your work, and on your family. How does your five-year vision impact you and impact your family, right? Think about that, because we are first called to serve those people who are in our families, right? So I want you to think about the impact of your work on your life and on your family. Now that we've thought about that, I want you to think about the impact of your work on your community. As a characterpreneur, You are charged with a very important task, and that important task is to leave a legacy for others to follow. Now, here's the thing. The legacy that you want to leave for others, well, let me just say this. The people who are around you in your community are being impacted by what you do. This is whether or not you are intentional about it, or whether or not you are thoughtful about it, whether or not you're paying attention to it. People observe what you do and how you do it. It's just a simple fact, and people are impacted by that. So now what I want you to do is fast forward into the future, and I want you to think about what you want the impact of your work to be on your community. And here I'm talking about the community of people who are who encounter you or who you encounter the most. Okay, so that's the impact. Now I would like for you to think about the impact on the world at large. And the world at large can mean anyone who you feel called to serve in your business, in your organization, in your ministry, in your volunteer work. I want you to think about the impact that you want to have, that you want your work to have on the world at large. And I want you to write it down, okay? So I want you to think about these things, and I want you to write them down, take note of them. This is important because as you are going through the process of making the five-year vision a reality, you've got to stay connected to why you are doing this and the importance of doing it. And the best way to do that is to be very connected to the impact that your work is having on you, because that's important. You are important. So you want to be clear about the work, the way that you want to be clear about the impact that the work is having on you. And you also want to be clear about the impact that your work and your vision is having on others. Okay. So that is what you want to think about. Be specific. Okay. So now here's the third step in this process. I'm going to cover this third step pretty quickly initially, then I'm going to go back and do a deep dive, okay? So I'm going to cover it quickly initially, follow along on your manual, in the manual, and then I'm going to do a deeper dive and come back, explain it a little bit more, because I want you to actually spend quite a bit of time on this third step. So the third step in the process of getting clear and defining your five-year vision and your five-year plan is to conduct what we call in the business world a SWOT analysis. SWOT is spelled S-W-O-T, and like you can probably guess, because this is how we do things in the Characterpreneur program, SWOT is an acronym for four words that describe the type of analysis that you want to do as you are building out how you're going to make the five-year vision a reality. So, and I should say, this is a good time to point it out, we're moving from the first two questions, which is really about clarity and getting clear. We're now moving to the second part of the questions, which is about getting, about defining how you're going to actually accomplish what you said you want to accomplish, right? And creating a SWOT or conducting a SWOT analysis is very important in doing this work. So let me tell you what a SWOT analysis is. So a SWOT analysis is simply a survey of the business that you have, the business that you're launching, or yourself personally, that allows you to pay attention to your strengths, your personal strengths or the strengths of your organization, the weaknesses, your personal weaknesses or the weaknesses of your organization, the threat, And that would be what the obstacles are that could prevent the five-year vision from happening. What are the obstacles to being successful so that you can plan for them? And also for the opportunities. You want to be clear about the opportunities that exist in the marketplace for you to really live out the vision that you've created. So you want to be clear about the opportunities. You want to know the opportunities for growth. You want to know the opportunities for expansion. You want to know the opportunities to serve more and in a deeper way, in a better way, in a more profitable way, in a more impactful way. Okay? So your SWOT analysis is going to encompass those four key areas. I'm going to come back and talk about them, but for now, I want you to put a pin that a SWOT analysis is very important in designing your five-year vision. Okay? So that's number three. Number four, I want you to be very clear about breaking down your vision into core components that are necessary for the vision to become a reality. Now, if you look at our SMART goal formula, this would be the steps that are action. I want you to think about the specific action that it's going to take in order to make the SMART goals a reality, okay? So you want to think about the components that are necessary to make your SMART goals a reality. Let me give you a few examples of components that might be necessary, not to make your SMART goals a reality, I apologize, to make your five-year vision a reality. So here are an example of some components that could be necessary. One, you may need to have a specific degree or a certification in order to make the SMART goal a reality. You may need to have a specific degree or a certain certification in order to make the SMART goal a reality. Here's an easy example of that. If you want to be an attorney, then you need to have a law degree in most states. And in those states where you don't need to have a law degree, you have to have done an apprenticeship of a certain amount of time and a certain type, and you have to pass the bar exam for any state. In order to practice in any state, you have to be a member of that state bar exam. So if you had, as a five-year vision, in 5 years, you wanted to be a corporate attorney who's advising on international M&A deals, then you know at a minimum, you're going to have to do whatever is necessary to get yourself into law school, graduate from law school, and then pass the bar, right? So those are the types of things that you know you'll need to do. Those are the components that I want you to write out. So a few other examples of components that are necessary to make the five-year vision a reality. You may need to raise a certain amount of money and funding, right? So I want you to know that. You may need to increase your revenue to a certain amount in order to do something, and that could represent a certain level of increase. Here's an example. Your five-year vision may be to be president of the Young President's Club in Europe or in Africa or in North America. In order to do that, right, to even qualify to be a part of the Young President's Club, there's an age requirement and there's a revenue requirement. So the revenue requirement, I think, is $1 million in revenue. So if you know that being a leader in this organization so that you can do certain type of work, right, is your goal, then a part of the components would be you need to live in this particular area, you need to have this much of revenue coming in, this revenue represents a certain level of increase over what you are already making, right? Those are things that you need to do. So that's a part of breaking it down. Another example of a component that might be necessary to make your five-year vision a reality, you may have to purchase a building. If you want to have these types of classes in this particular community and have certain business offerings in a particular community, then you'll need to have space in order to do it. In order to have space, you can either rent the space or you can purchase the space. If you decide that you want to purchase the space, then buying the space is a component of the five-year vision. And so then you'd have to work backwards to determine what you need to have in order to purchase that space, okay? So these are some, these are examples of components that may be necessary in order to make the five-year vision a reality, okay? So here is another part, and this is going to require that you take out your notes from our module on structure, systems, and productivity. I also want you, as you are writing down the specific components that are necessary to happen in order to make the five-year vision a reality, I'd like for you to take note of those systems, procedures, or processes that have to be put in place in order to make it a reality, to make, or not make it a reality, but to make the component that you've written come alive. So for example, if one of the things that you have is that you need to buy a building, then I need you to take a look at and think about what's going to be necessary for you to buy that building and make a list of those things, right? Credit, down payment perhaps, location, market analysis. These are types of things that I want you to be thinking about because you're going to need to know it in order to make that component happen. Something else that's important, right? Systems, procedures, processes. If you have written down that you want to reach a certain level of revenue in 5 years, and that's a part of your vision, then I need you to think about the types of things that need to be in place in order to hit that revenue goal. Now, do not spend an inordinate amount of time on this particular topic right now. I want you to take notes about it because as you are going through the actual SMART goal process, then you're going to get way more specific. But as we are, as you are in the process of making the five-year vision and writing out the five-year plan, it's important that you're paying attention to these things because they're going to be really important in determining what your three-year objectives should be and then going into your SMART goals, your 12-month SMART goals, okay? So that's what I want you to do. That is the, that's number four of the seven steps of the five-year vision, okay? So here is number five. Oh, well, wait a minute. Before we get to number five, there's a second part of your, there's a second part of number four that's important for you to think about. Second part of number four that's important for you to think about. Once you write down the components that are necessary to make the five-year vision a reality, I want you to take a look at the components. Now, think about the five-year vision that you have written down and determine whether or not what you've written is actually appropriate for a five-year vision or if instead what you've written down should be a part of a longer vision. So perhaps the components that you've written down is going to take you more than 5 years to accomplish them. So your big vision is actually a 7-year vision or a 10-year vision. And perhaps you need to pick up a component and make that component the 5-year vision. Or once you've written down all the components that are necessary to make the 5-year vision a reality, you may decide, you know what, this is easy. I can knock this out in 3 years. So you actually need to have a bigger vision for what you're going to accomplish in 5 years. Okay? So once you've written down the components, you are now at a perfect stage. You're now at a perfect time in order to make a determination about whether or not that vision that you created is one that is appropriate for 5 years. Okay? So that's what I want you to do in step four of seven. So now we're on to step five. Step five this is going back to relationships. And so I talked about relationships earlier in this training. I want you now to think about what relationships do you need to have in place in order to make this five-year vision a five-year reality? What relationships do you need to have in place? And once you're clear about the relationships that you need to have in place, I need for you to start building those relationships. I have a book that's called Rainmaking Relationships that is not a part of this program, but it is certainly available to purchase. And so if you go to our main website at faithfocusflow.com, you'll see where you can purchase that book, Rainmaking Relationships. And it's a short little book, but it will really help you build and nurture powerful relationships. I want you to start thinking about, though, in this step of creating the five-year vision, step five, the individuals or the types of individuals that you need to be connected to in order to make the five-year vision a reality. Here's the thing that's really important for you to know. Anything that you accomplish that is going to have a big impact on the people around you will require people to be with you in order to execute it, right? If you can do whatever it is that you've written in your five-year vision by yourself, then that vision is not big enough. I want you to think bigger, because as a characterpreneur, you are called to have a large impact on your community and on the world around you. As you know, our theme in this program is to build purposeful, productive, and profitable business cultures. And in order for you to do that, you're going to have to interact with people. You're going to have to work with people. You're going to have to lead people. You're going to have to inspire people. You're going to have to humble yourself so that you can be led by people. So I want you mentored by people. So I want you to think about those relationships that are necessary. So now, we're still in the five-year planning. So I want you to think about relationships in a couple of ways. And I want you to take note of them in your worksheet, in your workbook. Your workbook, not your worksheet. Well, it's a worksheet and it's a workbook. So I want you to take note of it on the page, and it's page 9. So you should be on page 9 with me. So I want you to think about what individuals that you know right now that you need to have relationships with, and you need to get on board with building relationships with these individuals. If you know particular people, write those names down. So if you don't know names, I want you to think of the types of organizations that you need to partner with. And I'm actually going to ask you to write down the organizations in this workbook for now. But for now, we're focusing on individuals, not institutions, right? So for your individuals, I want you to think about the titles, right? If there are standard titles in the types of organizations that you want to connect with the people who hold those titles, then I want you to write those titles down. For example, do you need to have a relationship with the CIO, the Chief Investment Officer, or the Chief Information Officer, right? The CTO, the Chief Technology Officer, the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer. I want you to think about the types of people, the titles within an organization, and whoever holds that title is someone who you need to be providing value to, because that's going to be helpful as you are making the five-year plan a reality, okay? Akin to that, but it could be slightly different depending on your industry, I want you to think about the types of positions in an organization that are likely to be held by people with whom you need to have a relationship with, right? So I want you to think about positions. I want you to think about titles, positions would be functions too. So everything is not about a title. That's why we have the positions portion. Who's doing the type of work in an organization for which you can be helpful? So you need to know those people. You need to know those people so that you can build relationships with them because they can be helpful to you, but you also need to know these people so that you can be helpful to them and you can have people with whom you can communicate with about the work that you're doing to ensure that the work that you're doing is valuable, okay? So I want you to think about those people being very specific and paying attention to those people with whom you need to build relationships with. On page 9 of your workbook, I need you to jot them down. Now, number 6 is very similar to this. I ask you to pay attention to people in number 5. In number 6, I want you to pay attention to organizations. So think right now, what organizations, what associations do you need to have a relationship with, to be visible in front of, to be corresponding with, to have them be aware of you, right? Also, it could be what government agencies do you need for this to be, right? Where do you need to be visible in order to make the vision a reality and start to build those relationships now before you really need them while you're in the process of marching toward the vision? This is what's important and why it's so important to plan ahead. Because if you're planning for the future, and again, 5 years is far enough away for you to have a big vision, but it's not so far for that vision to be that far from today, right? In length of time, 5 years will be gone before we know it. So I want you to be thinking about building before you need anything. And a part of the building before you need anything is having a very strong emphasis on giving, right? So you can be giving and sharing and adding value at the building and the nurturing stage, because you know these are relationships that when you get to a particular time in your business planning, you're going to be able to ask for something in return for what you've given, knowing that what you are asking is going to be of incredible, immense value, okay? So that's number 6. Here's number 7. Number 7 is the final step in making the 5-year vision a reality. Number 7 is the final step, and this is all about looking inward. It's looking inward at who you really are. It's looking inward at, looking inward at who you are and being very clear about what you need to do in order to make the vision a reality, to make the vision come to pass. I want you to get clear about the daily habits that you need to develop in order to make your 5-year goal your reality. I want you to get clear about the habits that you need to develop in order to make your 5-year vision and goal your reality. Once you think about what you need to develop, then I want you to write them down in the section below, in the section on your workbook on page 10. Now, you may be saying, TC, I don't know what habits I need to develop in order to make my vision a reality. I don't know what habits I need to develop. Totally possible that you're saying that. If you find yourself saying that you do not know what habits you need to develop in order to make the vision a reality, 2 things I have for you to do. 1, you can hire a personal coach or consultant and have them help you walk through that process. You can hire, we have experts at Faith Focus Flow, and we have experts who will be certified characterpreneur trainers. They are available to you. So Faith Focused Flow is a place where you can go and you can hire a coach, a consultant to help you. There are other reputable places where you can hire a coach or a consultant to help you. I would suggest that you always verify that people who you plan to hire can do what they said that they will help you do. If you're not at a point where you want to hire someone to help you, then you can do research. You can research. Google provides a lot of great information, right? And you can use Google to help get you started by researching and learning about the types of people who run the types of organizations that you would like to either be employed by or you would like to own and run yourself. So you have two options for thinking about and figuring out what daily habits you need to make your own. You have good old Google that can provide you with great information, and you also have the option of hiring someone, right? You can hire someone who knows what they're doing, who's been where you are going, or who has conducted extensive research, and they've also tested that research with practical experience in working with people who've been where you're going, okay? So two ways that you can get the daily habits. So there you are. There you are, my brilliant, beautiful, wonderful characterpreneurs in training. You now have, let me take a look. You have the seven steps. Now, let's do this. You have the seven steps that you need in order to make the five-year vision, right? Write out your five-year vision. Let's now talk about, after you have your five-year vision, I want you to create a milestone that's on your way to the five-year vision. And in the Characterpreneur Program, we're going to call this your three-year objective. Your three-year objective, right? So you have a five-year vision, and now we're going to talk about your three-year objective. In the three-year objective, I have five key questions that I want you to answer, okay? First question, well, it's not a question, it's not true. In your three-year objective, I want you to describe three things, okay? So now you have the five-year vision, that's done. We're going to now back out 3 years from now, and this is on your way to the five-year vision. So 3 years from now, I'd like for you to describe your personal work status. Do you own the company? Are you in a particular position in a company? Are you in a specific industry, right? What are you doing in 3 years on your way to where you need to be 5 years from now? This is a check-in, right? This is a check-in. Here's the second thing that I want you to describe. This is your check-in on your way to 5 years. What is your financial picture, right? How much money are you making? What increase is this over the money that you're making right now? How much money will you be making in revenue or in salary in 3 years, and what's the increase, right? I want you to know about that. Also, the number of clients, if you're a business owner, about how many clients do you plan to serve? How many units of whatever you are selling are you planning to sell? And what increase does that represent over where you are right now? So income and the increase, revenue and the increase, number of clients, and the increase, okay? So that's what I want you to pay attention to, and I want you to describe in the second part of your three-year objective. Here's a third thing that I want you to pay attention to in the three-year objective. I want you to describe the significant relationships in your life. So remember, we're on the way to year five, but three is a little bit past the halfway point. And whatever it is you said you want in year five, you've got to be well on your way of building that out in year three. So we're taking a checkup, checking in. What do your relationships look like, your personal relationships and your professional relationships? Envision what they should be like in 5 years. Write them down in great detail. Here is the fourth thing that I want you to do. Now, this is important, and this is going to take a little bit of time in order to get done, right? This is really important, and it's going to take a little bit of time in order to get done. I want you to look at what you have written down in the first thing that you described in the three objective, and that is describing your personal work status. I want you to now think about what you must accomplish in each of the next 3 years, starting in this current year, 12 months from now, then the next 12 months after that, which will be 24 months, and then the next 12 months after that, which will be 36 months. Think about what needs to happen in each one of those 3 years in order for you to have the picture be a reality that you painted in the first part of the three-year objective. Okay, so I want you, whatever that three-year objective is, if you are a business owner in 3 years, how many countries are you doing business in? If you're not trying to do business internationally, then how many states are you doing business in? If you're not necessarily trying to do business outside of your state, then how many clients do you have? What regions or geographic areas are you covering? What percentage of the marketplace do you already have? I mean, the percentage of the market do you already have? Think about it in year three, because you're on your way to year five. Now that you know what you want it to be in year three, I want you to break out what you're going to do every single year for the next 3 years to get to the three-year objective, okay? So now that you've done that, we're at step five, and step five is moving into your SMART goal formula. You're moving into your SMART goal formula. I want you to pull out your SMART goal worksheet. So you have a SMART goal worksheet, and you also have your five-year planning guide that's right in front of you. And I want you to answer the questions that we've listed, and I'm not going to read them and go through them in this training because we've already done that in an earlier training, and you have the worksheet in front of you, and it's pretty detailed. So what I want for you to do is go through that, go through the questions, write out the questions, and then use your SMART goal worksheet in order to fill out what you're going to accomplish in 12 months. Okay? So I hope this was really helpful. I hope this was helpful. I hope you found this training useful. I recorded it, or we're adding this training because I think it's important for you to have clear what your long-term goal will be, that's your five-year plan, what your interim goal is going to be, which is a milestone, the three-year objective on the way to the SMART goal, on the way to the five-year plan, so that you can really have SMART goals now that lead you to what's going to happen in 3 years and what you will ultimately see in your business and in your life in 5 years. So that's it. I hope this was a great training. Again, if you have questions, not again, but I'm telling you, you know this because you have, because you're a part of the Characterpreneur program. If you have questions, then you can leave them in the appropriate place on your Characterpreneur website, your private website, and I will see you on the next module. Let me know if you need anything. We are here to help you. We're here to serve you. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your five-year vision because that's going to be really important as you're building out your SMART goals, your 12-month SMART goals. Take care, be blessed, and I will see you in our next training.